The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
When she comes to El Pugarcito restaurant across the street from her office, Evelyn Arrutia likes to order a kind of traditional Salvadoran pupusa.
I like revueltas, chicharrón con queso.
It may not be on the menu, but folks behind the counter know that's a pupusa stuffed with pork and cheese. Like many Salvadorans who call this neighborhood home, she likes how it reminds her of El Salvador. Even the name of the restaurant, El Pugarcito, is a nickname for the country.
El Salvador is the smallest country in Central America, so we usually would call it Pulgarcito because it's really small.
Pulgarcito, that means little finger, a moniker that grips this neighborhood on the border between Arlington and Alexandria, a place called Arlandria. That's what the gringos call it. Locals call it something different.
We call it Chirilagua. Chirilagua is a little town in El Salvador where a lot of people who immigrate, I believe, in the late 70s, early 80s, were coming from.
That was a time when the country was gripped in a bloody civil war that went on for more than a decade.
El Salvador was in really bad conditions during that time. It was really hard for people to live a normal life.
For that first generation of immigrants like Evelyn, they remember what life was like in El Salvador, and it's a difficult memory.
People were getting killed. You will see it destroy, completely destroys communities. Teachers were afraid to teach. People were afraid to go out and, you know, do the daily stuff.
Evelyn is not alone. According to new census numbers, Salvadorans are the largest group of Virginians who were born outside the U.S. In the last decade, that group has increased by about 35,000 people. That's a 50% increase.
El Salvador is probably the most violent country in the world right now.
That's Frank Shafroth at George Mason University.
It's a country of extraordinary gang violence. It's the murder capital of the world. It's a country where, on average, there's nearly one homicide every hour.
That civil war in El Salvador officially ended back in 1992, but that did not stop the violence.
The drug gangs really control the streets. They control the neighborhood. So it's a place where if you want to raise children, if you can get out, you will use whatever means you can to get out.
Get out and go to Virginia. Other states don't have the kind of massive numbers of foreign-born Salvadorans showing up here every year. Hamilton Lombard at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service says there are a variety of reasons why people are pulled to Northern Virginia.
Relative to the rest of the country, it still has a very low unemployment rate. It's a very attractive place. And, you know, if you have a network and you have a cousin or, you know, family in Texas or something, you might tell them, you know, I can get you a better job in Northern Virginia.
That's the attraction of this neighborhood for people like the Marino family. They came here in the late 1970s during the Civil War and opened El Pugarcito restaurant. Their son, Jimmy Marino, was born here in the U.S. and served in Iraq. Now he helps run the restaurant, and he says Salvadorans are attracted to Virginia because they've heard from friends and relatives that's where the jobs are.
For me, the illegal will get a job here faster because if they work for like someone that cuts the grass or construction, they'll hire them quickly because they're saving money. They're underpaying them compared to someone that has papers. They have to give them full benefits and all that stuff.
Pockets of suburban Los Angeles have Salvadoran communities, but the Washington suburbs of Virginia are increasingly the urban center of Salvadoran life in America. I'm Michael Pope.